It's 10 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and you know by now that on a Thursday, it's when we get to enjoy a little libation. Courtesy of Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon Dowling generally comes in with the goods, and today he's come in with something unusually, well, just let's say it's not wine. So wine of the week it isn't, but instead we'll be looking at a beer of interest. Eamon, welcome to you again.
Thanks, Dave.
And your special guest today, Simon Dorn.
Thank you.
From Erdinger Weiss Beer.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, let's get you a little closer to the mic, then we'll be able to hear you. What is a Weiss beer?
A Weiss beer is a wheat beer. It's a Bavarian wheat beer coming from Germany.
And now, South Africa is kind of awash with local varietals of every description. You know, it used to be just a South African breweries dominating, and then one or two big players coming in left and right. And then it became the craft beer craze, and everyone was, and his mother was making craft beer. Now there are a million different craft beers.
That's too many.
Yeah, and now you've brought in something on top of that, which is going to no doubt. Well, I say going to, it's ridiculous because it's been around for 130 years.
Yes, yeah.
But no, I don't think it's been here for 130 years.
Not quite 130 years. We've been bringing it in for the last 15 years.
Okay, just need to get you a little closer to the mic, otherwise those people in Pretoria can't hear you. Everyone else is cool. Okay.
Is that better? Yeah, basically the last 15 years we've been bringing it in. We're distributing it through all the different channels. Obviously, Tops is one of our big ones. So it's quite a nice wheat beer. And it's from Germany, fully imported, so it's not made locally.
So what would you suggest would be if someone was looking at the menu in a posh establishment and they saw all the regular suspects, and then this rather different Erdinger Weiss beer, and no doubt with a price to indicate its quality and esteem. What are you going to get that is different to any other beer on the market?
I think, Dave, with Erdinger, because it's a renowned German brewery, they've been around for over 130 years. This is just one of the beers that they make in the Erdinger range. I particularly like we're not tasting it now, but this is the wheat beer, but they do the crystal, which is it's the same beer but filtered, made the same way, but it's filtered so it's clear. Around just over 5% alcohol in them. But when you come to tasting a Weiss beer, and then what we tasted a couple of weeks ago with a Pilsner, that we taste totally different. Even though majority of beers is 95% water. That's basically what we're thinking.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
If the truth gets off.
If the truth gets out.
Probably 99%, and the other percent gives it the flavor.
Give us the flavor. But if you look at the ingredients that go into making this beer, they're all specially selected. The hops, specially selected hops that go into making it. The wheat, the barley. It's not just any old farmer that they can go out and select, well, I want all the wheat from that field, all the barley from that field. It's like picking grapes. There's a particular clone that you get clones and barley and wheat as well that they use.
I've just been doing a little bit of research here, Eamon, because you know I love to check your facts. Not that I need to, your facts. You were right. They reckon here that our spring water is the key. This is now from Erdinger itself. And our beer is 90% water. So you know, I was going 99%. I was wrong. And our brewing water is drawn from two brewery wells 160 meters deep. So there it starts. And then the malt gives the beer its body and color, and our hops gives it that bitterness, which some people enjoy.
Yes.
I notice I say some people, not everybody likes bitterness. And then the top fermenting yeast gives the beer its typical fruity aroma. So there you have four ingredients that gives you a top quality, very, very, shall we say, prestigious for those that enjoy good beer. This is the thing. The taste, the appearance, the aroma, the flavor, the mouthfeel, apparently, it's all there. So why don't we just do this exercise? Let's take a look at it. Now, if this was television, you'd be able to see that you actually can't see through my beer. in a very small tasting glass, but it's completely opaque. Why?
It's cloudy. It's unfiltered, Dave.
Does that mean it's full of the good stuff, or yeah. maybe it needs to be filtered? All the stuff floating in the beer should be filtered out. No. Otherwise, you're going to get a monster hangover.
That's our Crystal, which is the filtered beer.
Okay,
the filtered wheat beer. So that gives you a clearer look on the beer.
All right, so it actually talks about fresh, radiant yellow color, fine yeast clouding, and a compact froth. Well, so far, so good. Exactly that. Then the aroma. You can inhale the yeast aromas and the malt aromas, freshly aromatic, with delicate floral notes. So let's have a go. Absolutely. It's funny. It is. It's peculiar. When you start to look at it like this,
but it's like
it has gorgeous aromas, no. and it's surprising because I would never, you know, me, I like to open a beer, and finish it, and then have another, and then maybe my wife is always don't do that.
When you break it down, Dave, as you said, Dave, with those different aromas,
it's beautiful. It's a bit like a wine,
yeah.
And then the flavor, they call it, they're talking about a gently spicy malt aroma, fruity notes, subtle sweetness, mild and elegant, slightly hoppy, refreshingly lively, acidic note on the palate. Well, let's have a go. Let's see. You see, now, whether it's psychosomatic or not, I don't know. But it is gently spiced. It has notes of fruit. Yeah. And it is subtly sweet, mild and elegant, but not too so. It is slightly hoppy, which is what they call a bit of a bite to it. But it's refreshingly lively. And the mouthfeel, they could say, is full-bodied, lively, and sparkling. Hop note rounds out the long-lasting flavor in the mouth. Cheers, another sip. Let's see if that's accurate. Oh, man. You know, talk about the power of marketing. This is brilliant. Because now, suddenly, I like this beer. When you arrived, I thought, ah, no, man. It is. There's another bloody beer. But this is very nice.
It is.
It's great.
It's really a class of its own. It's like drinking what we'd normally drink, a nice fine wine. We're drinking a nice fine beer.
It's exactly that. It's extremely satisfying without, I suppose, you get the thirst quencher, which is just the average common or garden, you know, when you're
hot. Don't mention the names.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I love a good beer if I'm feeling really thirsty. But this is more of a profound experience.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, I think, sophisticated beer for the discerning beer drinker. If you're normally drinking those other imported brands, which I won't mention, when you compare this to them, this has got more of a structure, I would say, to the beer.
Yeah.
And how it's made, the water.
You know what I've noticed, Eamon, if I might just... you know, often when you drink a beer that is very hoppy, it becomes irritatingly hoppy. It gets worse, if I can use that word. It gets sort of drier. The more you drink it, if I can explain that, your mouth becomes like you need a glass of water to clear it.
It leaves the back of your palate very bitter, Dave.
That's it.
Very, very bitter.
But this doesn't. It's there, but it's pleasant, and it's becoming more... aromatic and milder, if I can leave it to that, in terms of the bitterness.
You just want to make a pour, have another one.
It's
just like a glass of wine.
You know, I've got it. I have to say, I have to admit, I may have been a little bit of skeptical in the beginning, but it's just like anything. Once you've tasted and you understand what you're tasting, it changes completely the proposition. And this, I put it to you, is the kind of beer, and how are these guys starting their generator in the background? Hang on a second. Don't they know we're doing a radio show? I mean, really.
This is
the kind of beer that I think one could almost use as a conversation piece. You know, bring it out and let's... have you tried
it can
this?
Be, Dave, yeah.
And let's just have a... Because it there's so much to talk about. It really is kind of different... in the nicest possible way. So what do they say about it? Well, the original since 1886, which says a lot about the pedigree. The classic wheat beer blends gently spicy malt aromas with mildly bitter hops. Its secret lies in their unique Erdinger brewing yeasts. These provide the fruity notes and the unmistakably fresh flavor. The finishing touch for every Oerdinger Weiss beer is the further speciality, which is written in, I would imagine, I'm not sure what the language is, but I don't think it's German. It's Bayerische Edelreifung. How does that, what does that mean? Simon, can you give me a translation? Bayerische Edelreifung. Okay, don't worry. I'll tell you what it is. It's a double maturity method. How could I translate on the fly? Call me a encyclopedic. After the main fermentation process, they give the beer the time it needs to mature a second time in the bottle. And then they're happy to give it this time because it allows it to develop its delicious, lively nature and the harmonious interplay of its various aromas to fully unfold. Oerdinger Weiss beer with fine yeast, the crowning glory of traditional it's Bavarian, not German. Bavarian. This is it. It shows the traditional Bavarian brewing skills to the fore. With its elegant flavor, this wheat beer is like no other. Every sip leaves you wanting more. Brewed according to the Bavarian purity law. Well, didn't we say that? We said every sip is special.
It's special.
And so that was even before we read it. Now we know because it's there. You heard it on the radio. It must be true.
It has to be. Can't beat it. And it's Bavarian law as well.
I tell you, this is a really nice beer, guys. A pity we don't have a whole six-pack because then we could really forget the news at five and solve the problems of the world. But it's a good start. Really nice. And thanks for bringing it in, Simon. You represent the company, do you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Hard job, hey, but someone's got to do it.
I'm telling you, Dave, I thought I was bad doing what I do, but it's always nice to throw something different into the mix because it changes. It changes everything, and it's just something different for Lifestyle Tops,
yeah,
and for the guys who are out there bringing the beer.
I suggest it must be pretty tough finding in a sea of beers, which many of them are extremely good, and no doubt some of them are pretty mediocre. But they're all, they've all got their place, and then to try and cut through the clutter, so to speak, and find something really special. I think you've done it today. Congratulations. Well done. Really
thanks,
good. Heartily recommended. Even if you're not a beer drinker, maybe you should try this. It's the Oerdinger Weiss beer. What is it retail for per bottle? It's a big bottle.
Yeah, it's a 500 ml.
500 ml. Yeah.
So it's, I think, 70 rand a bottle.
Okay.
Rounded off to 70 rand a bottle, which is not bad.
You know, you're drinking a real pedigree, and it is a special... It's a special occasion brew. And listen, if you're well-heeled enough to be able to enjoy it every day, good luck and wonderful for you. I would love it. But, yeah, this is a special occasion for me. And I'm sure with the festive season around the corner, it's a good idea to lay in a few for those special friends that pop around. Once in a lifetime, you get a chance to roll out the barrel, reconnect, and have a party. And I'm going to go long here, but I suggest that this is the kind of beer, with its purity being as high as it is, you're probably going to be able to get away with quite a few of those and be right as rain without the traditional feeling of, oh my word, I wish I hadn't.
After I think maybe four. Yeah. Four. It's 5.3% alcohol, so it's quite a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, but
in
it's
there,
pure.
But it's natural. It's there natural, and you're not going to feel it until maybe you have the sixth or seventh one.
You know what you'll feel? You will feel the joy, and I think that's what it's all about. This is what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
A little libation. Even in the good book, it says a little of that is good for the spirit, good for you. So now, before we say goodbye, there's a competition on at the moment I know about because you started the ball rolling. And then last week, Valencia carried on to explain that you can win a most magnificent piece of furniture, which is a liquor cabinet of extraordinary style and quality. It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, 25,000, Dave.
It's definitely, we talked about it being a future heirloom. You'll enjoy it in your lifetime, and you'll probably hand it on to your descendants going down. if they
pass it on with all your wine.
But it's available, and all you got to do is spend $300 at Tops of Lifestyle.
350, Dave. 250 rand or more. And write your name and the phone number on the back of your till slip, the boxes behind the entry boxes behind the till points, and just put your entry in there, and you could be a lucky winner.
So you buy a little case of Oerdinger, a Weiss beer, And not only will it bring you much joy, you could be the winner of a really posh liquor cabinet courtesy of Topps Lifestyle. So there it is for today. My very special guest, Eamon Darling from Topps Lifestyle, who brought in Simon Dawn from Erdinger Weissbier, and Simon brought in the beer. Yeah. And we've had such a lovely time. We'll do it again next week. How about that?
Definitely, Dave.
I look forward to it greatly. And the afternoon show continues.